mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I cannot fail. I will not fail. I have got to cover all of this news that I've been chomping at the bit last night, this morning, and today to cover here. We've got Syrian girl, who, by the way, with her family was ousted by the Assad regime decades ago. It's now on record that she is in Australia. She's been on national television over there in debate, so we can tell you where she's coming from. And she is who she says she is. And she, a year ago, came out and laid out what was really going to happen. 21 months into this, our so-called government, banker-run, is launching al-Qaeda attacks. And there's U.S. aircraft carriers, British ships, you name it, French, the Germans have announced that they are massing troops. German cabinet decides to send troops to Turkey-Syria border. It's on, folks. An incredible Western-started proxy war using al-Qaeda to destabilize the country. And they're getting ready to invade, and the U.S. and Russians have been meeting, because there are Russian Spetsnaz on record there, fighting U.S. and British and other Arab special forces backed by al-Qaeda in proxy battles. This is amazing. You know, 2012 is coming up, the end of the world, 21st, and I've always said it's pure bull, but there's a lot of analysts saying this could spark a nuclear war. Kind of like South Ossetia, Abkhazia, Georgia situation back in 2008 on 888. So, I mean, this is crazy. And it looks like the Russians may back down and pull out. And if that happens, Assad is going to run. And if they're going to hand the country over to al-Qaeda, they're going to kill all the Christians. And it will not be on the news. Or it'll be the back of the paper, like, oh, too bad. They're murdering the Alawite Muslim minority and the Christians. Oh, and the Jews that were there for 3,000 years in Damascus, they're being killed too. And that's what's going on. I mean, it is so crazy. But the general public can't find their state capital, doesn't know the three branches of government. Most high school seniors don't know who the first president was. You know, they do those national polls every year. So when you're dealing with drooling idiots, the government runs al-Qaeda to take over a country, slaughter people. It's so immoral. And again, Syrian girl, her family was run out of there by Assad's daddy. She hates him. She's a Sunni. Assad's are the minority Alawites. Oh, it's so unbelievable. But I liken it to being blind. You know, if you're visually impaired, you can't see something. And if you can see, you're going, look, I'm telling you that there's a blue sky right there. Well, I've been blind my whole life. I don't know what a blue sky looks like. Describe it to me, Alex. And it's the same thing with the general public, except I'm going, hey, this is going on here. It's all admitted. Oh, conspiracy theory. Because thinking and being involved and being informed, that's a conspiracy theory. In fact, now a lot of people think it's weird to be able to talk proficiently and have a big vocabulary. They think you're showing off when you use varied semantical combinations to try to describe the true tenor and palette of a development. They think that's showing off. They don't understand that the reality is so multifaceted, multivariate, that even the greatest verbal prose cannot describe the incredible five-sense, three-dimensional interface that takes us to the heights of wisdom. Now, I said I must cover it all. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then we've got Lord Monckton, who got thrown out of the new UN conference they're having, openly calling for brainwashing kids, global carbon taxes, it's on. He literally ferreted out the Copenhagen global government tax 3 years ago and blew that up. It was a massive victory, and he's got devastating info as well. Second hour coming up, but first, the news blitz. Straight ahead, stay with us.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
You have found it. The tip of the spear. The front lines of the info war. The defense of humanity and liberty worldwide starts with you. To discover the ancient knowledge of liberty and the ancient knowledge of oppressors, and to choose which side you will stand with. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are transmitting worldwide. It is Friday, the 7th day of December, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide, reaching a combined audience every day of 3 million people or more. I am blessed to be here and honored. Okay. Lord Monckton from the big UN conference, thrown out, got the internal documents as usual. You cannot hype up how big it was 3 years ago when he got the Copenhagen document, which was confirmed a week later to be accurate, and destroyed the global convention that was going to set up the carbon tax. It was a Star Wars episode for Death Star destruction event. And I actually went down to get champagne and popped it on air when all that happened. People are like, why are you getting so excited? I said, watch. And that was the turning of the tide. We are routing them now. But they don't care. We're routing them intellectually and in the process worldwide, and they now admit that. But they don't care. They're still in charge. They're rolling forward. But now it's clearly dictatorial. Congress didn't pass the carbon tax. They didn't get what they wanted. Now they're having to do it with executive fiat worldwide. So Monckton's got more incredibly important data. He'll be breaking with us coming up, joining us from the Global UN conference that is in the second hour today. Amazing information coming up with Lord Monckton. Former Thatcher advisor Lord Monckton, evicted from UN climate summit after challenging global warming, escorted from the hall, and security officers stripped him of his UN credentials. And this is, he is again at the UN conference in Qatar. We are going to be breaking that down. UN summit, transforming your kids into climate change agents, how they're going to try to push the new carbon tax program. He's been ferreting out those documents. They literally, I've seen video of it, they've had police assault him from behind before. They just absolutely hate his guts. They wouldn't let him into the one in South Africa, so he parachuted in. In fact, we all, that was Durban, South Africa, what, 6 months ago. So, I mean, this is unbelievable. He's going to be joining us coming up. And we've got Syrian girl. She's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Report, NATO military intervention in Syria imminent. It looks like Russia's starting to blink. Special forces massive preparation for final assault. German cabinet decides to send troops to Turkey-Syria border. And I guess the Germans were allies with the Turks back in World War I, so it is on. It is on. And it looks like Assad may flee because they are preparing after 21 months for the physical invasion to install al-Qaeda in control of Syria and slaughter all Christians, all minority Muslims, and Jews. And it's ongoing, just cutting their heads off, throwing them off roofs. Tens of thousands of missiles given to al-Qaeda. They swear to use them against the United States. And, of course, the globalists love that because they'll take all of our rights when they shoot down the aircraft. And currently, unless we expose this, I am predicting that there's a very good chance they're going to start shooting down European and U.S. aircraft. And the media, the prostitute media, will not even point out when this happens that, hey, wait a minute, our government gave them missiles. That's why they killed the ambassador. They just had a big cache they gave to the Turks. Turkish ambassador left, and they go, all right, send in al-Qaeda, wipe out those special forces, and the ambassador that just transferred the missiles. No, they're just getting rid of him. And, of course, the troops, you know, the al-Qaeda, they send al-Qaeda in just under orders to kill him. That was the al-Qaeda they sent in was the head of security in Benghazi. It's all on record. They just got rid of, the bag man. It's what you do. It's how you handle it. So NATO edging towards Syria intervention, Russia says. That is out right now, being reported by Al Jazeera and others. So it's on. Edging towards intervention? Like, oh, it's been going on. It's too sad. Yes, Assad. I think I heard him on Fox News Radio this morning going, well, the activists say Assad's attacking them again, implying they're not like al-Qaeda with rocket launchers backed up by U.S. special forces, just blowing up airports, attacking airports, blowing up infrastructure, TV stations, power plants, shutting down their cell phone systems, and then saying Assad's doing it. I mean, it is house-to-house, absolute war. Turkey firing in with their huge howitzers across the border, opening up al-Qaeda injection ports. Russia says NATO Patriot move is step in involvement in Syria, moving Patriot missiles in. Yeah, it's all crazy. And saying, we've got to attack or they've got chemical weapons. That's coming up. I'm surprised I don't have Colin Powell go show some people some anthrax and say, look at these mobile trucks we found for making anthrax. They could go to James Weapons Quarterly and they knew it was 1970s because the U.S. paid for it. British hydrogen balloon trucks to put hydrogen balloons up with video cameras on them. Saddam also bought U.S. systems for the Iran-Iraq war. You send them up to 10,000 feet on a cable with video cameras, and then that directs artillery in the Iran-Iraq war. They sold it to them. It's hydrogen trucks, balloon trucks. They use them on the border here, and they told you it was an anthrax machine. Yeah. Day one, we went and looked at it, in James Weapons Quarterly. Anybody can do it. And guess what? There they were. By the way, we were some of the first to break that. It broke kind of simultaneously. Okay, wow. Let me just run through the headlines here that I will cover in detail in the third hour. Let's just start here, of all the things. Cat parasite Toxoplasma uses Trojan horse to infect human brain and may cause suicidal thoughts and risk-taking. They've known this for thousands of years. That's where the old, that's London Independent. The media is always reporting something that's actually well-known, like, we discovered the Atlantic Ocean is salty. But that was the old thing of witches having cats and cats being unlucky was because you would get the parasite, which was rampant at that time because they didn't have, you know, veterinary clinics. But then they killed all the cats, seeing them as bad luck, and then the rats went crazy with the fleas, with the bubonic plague, and, well, you know what happened. The rest is history. So I'm not saying cats, or I'm not saying I believe in the wives' tale. The point is cats are cute, cats are nice. I don't like them because they carry the parasite, and I've always known that. I mean, it's well known, folks, that a lot of the depression and mental illness and the massive skyrocketing of schizophrenia in this country is heavy metal toxification. You know, mad as a hatter, people that worked in the clothiers back in England, staining things with different colors, full of lead, mercury and stuff, mad as a hatter, schizophrenia. Massive birth defects, they would just say, oh, you're mentally ill, you have bad gene pool. No, you're toxic. But the other big one in the studies, and there's a new study out now, just came out yesterday, is this little parasite amoeba type thing in your brain that knows how to program your brain. Okay, so a little microorganism can do that. By the way, you know the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is studying this and a bunch of others. You know why? Because they can use it as another Trojan once it takes over, and then they can have a program on the Trojan. This is called nanotech. And this is the new wave, the new vaccines where you're never upset again, never want to drink again, never want to smoke cigarettes again, never want to use drugs again, because it goes in and reprograms your brain. Oh, yeah, they've had that for about 15 years. By the way, there's clear evidence it's already being used on the population. Go get your flu shot. One of our people becoming total zombies, because, folks, it's, oh, yeah, well, we actually had a top scientist on who found that a year before the flu outbreak 3 years ago that they hyped so much, the H1N1, that they were putting out carrier tracker viruses that didn't give you the flu but changed brain chemistry. Folks, we're being hit right now. We're entering total fantasy land, okay? I mean, this is Buck Rogers, okay? I mean, but it's crazy. Hundreds of thousands of genetically modified mosquitoes had to be released in Florida Keys in an experiment to fight Da Nang fever. And I had the head of a company on a few months ago about this, and they admit, guess what? You know mosquitoes, Bill Gates has talked about this, are perfect to force you to take vaccines, they've said, so you can't escape it. Because the mosquito, you know how a mosquito gets your blood, right? They don't just slurp up your blood with the platelets that would clog their proboscis. They inject their saliva, a powerful acid, to liquefy the cells before slurping. That's why mosquitoes are perfect to carry bioweapons. But that's not what this company's doing, they say. They say they just want to have these mosquitoes breed out the other mosquitoes. There you have it. I thought I'd mention that for you. Costa Rica now battling Monsanto over GMO corn, trying to force that into the country, even though it's illegal. FDA quietly increases allowed radiation doses of meats for human consumption. National News is reporting, yeah, because the radiation level's going up from Fukushima here. You know, the winds blow right into the U.S. from Japan. That's why they firebombed us with those balloons. Hundreds of them that they'd send over with explosives timed in the trade wind to drop in the Midwest and blow up. The fire department's just were on the lookout for them with spotters and were able to deal with the problem. Speaking of that, today is the Pearl Harbor anniversary. The Pearl Harbor anniversary is today, December 7th, 1941, and we're going to be getting into how that whole event was staged. Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know how many years ago it was? 71 years ago. Wow. Sometimes you see a World War II vet. Better take a look at them, because there's not going to be any of them soon. All the guys, I went on a cruise once, and it was a guy who enlisted when he was 14. It was like 5 years ago. Really interesting. He was going scuba diving, and he was 80-something years old. Just you could tell that guy, you didn't want to mess with him back when he was in his prime. And he was there with his wife, like 20 years younger than him, and he wasn't saying, hey, I'm a World War II vet. I was talking to him, and he was he enlisted when he was like 14 and a half, got it, and had been in the whole Pacific Theater. And he was talking about how the little boat they had taking us out to the reef was kind of the same kind of boats they use for landings. Interesting. We will, most of the vets that are still alive from World War II, they're guys that got in early. We ought to do a show on Audie Murphy sometime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back and tell you, Republicans waved the white flag on fiscal cliff. Told you they would. I'll tell you why when we come back. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalists on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 Life Straw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and the big global crime syndicates, the groups that publicly run the giant money laundering operations, hundreds of billions a year, Wells Fargo gets caught, nobody gets in trouble, continues it, along with Wachovia. They're the people that create the derivatives and have the government sign on to it. So they want us up at 80% taxes like France. They said that's the model. They're all exempt offshore. They don't pay taxes or almost no taxes. That's all on record. Even when they get government bailouts, they don't pay taxes. You pay taxes, just like Howard Dean said, and we've got that clip coming up, that, not just the rich people, everybody needs to pay more taxes. And I told you this would happen. You see, they have the Republicans come out and go, we're only for $990 billion in new taxes, not $1.6 billion, Obama, a year. And, we're only for retroactive for this tax back 1 year, not three. Oh, they're talking about that. And they're talking about getting rid of the deduction on your mortgage. I mean, that's another $600 billion. And it's all in the Washington Post on Monday. Republicans make their fiscal cliff counteroffer, which if a Democrat was calling for it, Republicans would go jump off a cliff. Now that's, quote, the loyal opposition. Then Obama basically calls for triple that and dozens of new taxes on top of the 3.8 health care tax on all major investments. I mean, it goes on. And the general moron public, especially Obama supporters, folks, as soon as Obamacare goes in, they're going to say that the unemployment problem has been fixed because they're going to count people that get cut to 20 hours a week part-time so they don't have to, employers don't have to pay for the Obamacare that'll bankrupt them. They'll just count people getting two or three jobs as new people getting total jobs. And it's just incredible what this is going to do to the poorest Americans, and they're so dumbed down that they actually think Obama works for them and wanted to give them some rich guy's money. The rich guys were on Obama, you idiots. That's why they're rich. They're inside scammers. And they want to shut down productive middle class that actually hire people and actually go to nice restaurants and actually get their hair done and actually buy clothes and cars. They say they want to get rid of that old economy. They call that wasteful. It's a post-industrial world, you stupid, dumb, moron Obama supporters. They're going to shut the economy off. You think 50 million people on food stamps from 25 million is a problem? They said they're going to double it again. They're going to break this country. And here it is. Republicans wave the white flag. This came out last night. And they're saying, okay, we'll just go ahead and have an orderly surrender. He's hoping to lead his fractious GOP to an orderly surrender, and they may go ahead and vote to just give Obama control over the power of the purse on the debt limit, and the dictatorship is pretty much complete. I mean, wow. Because the bankers want that, folks. The bankers want to break this country and tax the middle class out of existence. Look at this. This is an economic collapse blog, Michael Schneider Report, Infowars.com. He says, show this to anyone that believes taxes are too low. And he goes down just some of the taxes. Building permit taxes, capital gains taxes, cigarette taxes, court fines, dog licensing taxes, driver's license fees, federal unemployment taxes, fishing licenses, food license taxes, gasoline taxes, gift taxes, hunting taxes, inheritance taxes, inventory taxes, not to mention all the stuff passed on what you buy, IRS interest charges, IRS penalties, liquor taxes, luxury taxes, hotel taxes, you name it, travel taxes, marriage license taxes, Medicare tax surcharge, Obamacare individual mandate, excise tax, Obama surtax on investment income 3.8, property taxes, recreational vehicle taxes, toll booth taxes, I should add hospital district taxes, franchise state taxes, sales taxes, self-employment taxes, school taxes, septic permit taxes, service charge taxes, social security taxes, state unemployment taxes, tanning taxes, telephone, federal excise taxes, topless bar taxes, I'm adding that one, federal universal service fee taxes, telephone minimum usage surcharge taxes, telephone state and local taxes, tire taxes, toll taxes, traffic fines, utility taxes, vehicle registration taxes, worker compensation taxes, computer manufacturing taxes. This doesn't even, it just goes on and on for page after page. I couldn't even get into a third of it. Okay, we'll be back with our government running Al-Qaeda, blowing up another country, throwing Christians off high rises, slitting their throats, blowing up churches.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Lord Christopher Monckton, he is going to be joining us from Qatar, where he got thrown out of the UN conference with some breaking intel, coming up in the next hour today. In the third hour, we're going to have the premiere of my son on radio and TV. You've heard him a few times, but this time you'll see him if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. He exposes terrorism 101 and how it's staged. It's pretty powerful. It's about 3 minutes long. That is coming up today. Also, David Ortiz did a report on the fact that they're talking about now having Black Friday in and around Christmas. More of this insanity, more of this con artistry. So he's got a man on the street on that. And then Joe Rogan, my old friend, the full video of, I don't know, like 50 minutes long is up at prisonplanet.tv right now. It's also up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com if you want to see that. Best interview I've ever done with Joe. And we're going to be airing some excerpts on that, his take on Pat Tillman and a lot more coming up in the third hour today. As well, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central in Zilker Park, in the big part of the park by the river, because it goes over, you know, across towards Barton Springs, but in the big soccer field area, our own Melissa Melton, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Rob Dew. I think David's going to be there. David Ortiz is going to be there as well. A bunch of folks. I may show up, okay? It's just that I like meeting people once I get out there and do it. I just work 7 days a week, and I want to be with my children. But I'm going to be there, but maybe watching from a hilltop, okay? So I'll run up and say hi to folks, but I'm not going to be the center of attention at it. I really want to just get my reporters out there doing events. I will make an appearance sometime during the 11 to 1 or so when it's going on out there. And again, this is about you coming out with your drone mob, to protest the drones. It is a drone protest, and I know a lot of media is going to be out there, local TV and stuff. And so bring your aircraft, you name it, helicopters, professional drones, you name it, as long as they don't fly above 400 feet. If the cops try to say you can't fly RC aircraft out there, that's not true. And that's what all these new drones are, the Switchblades, the rest of it. It's just small drones. And below 400 feet, there's no regulations. The police go out there and do it. People do it all the time. So that'll be a whole other media issue if they try to say something. It'll be outside of law as usual. So come on out and be part of it. Kicks off around 11 a.m. tomorrow, and it'll run through about 1 p.m. The drone mob tomorrow, Zilker Park, Austin, Texas. Press release up at Infowars.com, and we'll retweet it at The Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And the hashtag is drone mob. And you can also find it over at Prison Planet on Twitter, at Prison Planet. Okay, there you go. Look forward to seeing everybody out there. And speaking of drone news, video, a black helicopter goes autonomous. This is out of Popular Science. And now they are going to make the Blackhawks robot. Don't need humans anymore. And the passenger jets are going to be robot. Told you that. England's now moving to that last week. And the cars, now most states are passing laws to allow robot cars. And they're already saying, as I predicted, because I know how they operate, that they are going to say that robot cars are safer and then make robots drive you. So the total takeover of our society is here. And also, we broke this in 2006 because Google put out a press release. And it was so incredible. It's kind of like earlier this year when the big journal of bioethics, the big prestigious one, published a report saying kill children up to age 3, even if they're healthy, the state or parents should be able to kill children. And that's actually what they're moving towards, the death panels. The kids not want to, just kill them, use them for body parts. Go ahead and gut them. They talk, there's a lot of money can be made out of getting them, up to $500,000 on baby parts. A lot of rich people will pay to get those parts for their kids. So it's they don't want to just butcher hogs and pigs and stuff, cows, chickens. I mean, New World Order wants to render up some humans. Cloud Atlas, go all the way. So that's the plan. We are human resources, as they call us in our face, which is stupid to know what that means. And people didn't believe it for about 4 days. And then people actually went and read the journal and said, oh, it's real. It became national news, international news. It's kind of like when we got Homeland Security and MIAC reports saying gun owners are terrorists and we're going to be hunted down and veterans are the number one terrorists. And people didn't believe that. Ron Paul's office said, well, they got called and they said, well, that can't be. 5 days later, though, they actually went and found out it was real and the FBI admitted it was real. And then the governor, had to come out and say, well, actually, I support this. One of the states where they'd issued the federal report there in Missouri. So, when I'm telling you all this, I'm sorry the truth is stranger than fiction. But this is what's going on. And the globalists brag that Bill Joy in 2000 in the April issue of Wired magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, multi-billionaire, some Microsystems owner, founder. He said, I went to the globalist meeting. We said, do we let everybody just party and have fun or do we kill everybody? Because we don't need you anymore. I mean, you've always been cheap, but now you're we want the world for ourselves. And he said, I kind of think we shouldn't get rid of everybody. By the way, let's try one more time to get Bill Joy on the show. I've talked about him so much, I guarantee you he at least knows who we are. The other founder of it was on PBS one time. I saw him. He said, I look forward to everybody having microchips in them. So, folks, this isn't a game, okay? This isn't a game. And the discussion's being made And the decision's been made to go ahead and kill everybody, but they've got to poison us slowly to the point of everybody's so drugged that they don't notice half the public's got cancer, or people can't talk anymore, or people can't focus. And then it's just the slow. The government will find why this is happening, but never does. And we all just get used to it. We're just slowly being trained, and all these movies are coming out about the end of humanity and how beautiful it's going to be. And they've come and told a lot of the elitists, the Brad Pitt types and Angelina Jolie, join us or you're not going to be part of the club. So they're out there trying to help everybody get ready for this. And, I just think it's really, really horrible, but I'm an extremist. You know how I am. I actually read the White House Science Czar's, books. He's written all four of them, weird, and do reports on it, show you where he says they're going to put stuff in the water to sterilize you. And that was 35 years ago, which they've been doing. That kind of upsets me a little bit sometimes. So that's all coming up for the next 20 minutes. We are joined by Syrian Girl, and Syrian Girl comes from a former ruling class family that was deposed by a Ba'athist coup by Assad's father. She's 100% Syrian to the core and a career student, and also a model from what I've seen. And her YouTube channel is youtube.com/user Syrian Girl Partisan. So her family was run out of there by Assad's dictator father. And she's on national TV now, so her identity is confirmed, in debates about this on Australian television, so we could tell you where she's at now. And she's been speaking out for close to a year. The proxy war using Al-Qaeda has been happening for 21 months. And now today, the Germans have voted to mass troops on the border where U.S., British, French, and others are. There's aircraft carrier mass, three amphibious landers, French landing ships, German landing ships. They're off the Med as well. The Russians are now coming to the table because they're in a proxy war with Spetsnaz, with U.S. Special Forces, side by side with Al-Qaeda. They are chopping Christians' heads off, throwing them off buildings, burning up and blowing up churches, killing the Jewish minority, and killing minority Alawites, which the Assad family's part of. And here's Syrian Girl, who is Sunni, but not the Al-Qaeda type. That's 80%, the 80% Sunni, a small group, is Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia. They're there, CFR, McClatchy News covered it yesterday with the headlines that, yes, Al-Qaeda is leading the charge of the attack, and now it's coming to a head. And next stop is then Iran. That's why they want to get rid of Syria first. This is an incredible war crime, and it also speaks to the fact that the West is in a catatonic, brain-dead state, the general public, that our governments are running Al-Qaeda in a giant proxy war takedown, artillery being fired in continually off and on by Turkey, just unbelievable, full-out war. It's not coming. War is now. Syrian Girl, thank you so much for joining us. You've got the floor. Break down the history of this and exactly... I mean, this is so bad, even though you were thrown out by the Assads, you care about your country and it being handed over to Al-Qaeda, so you're speaking out, and everything you've warned us about has now come true. You've been proven to be an amazing source. Tell us what's happening.
Well, thanks so much, Alex Jones, for the intro and for having me on. My family wasn't so much kicked out, but you could definitely say that they were kicked out of government. But we're not kicked out of the country, though we left, because there was problems inside the country. No one can say that there wasn't any corruption in the government, and you can't say that there wasn't a dictatorship. But at the same time, Syria is not as bad as they're trying to make it look like, with constant torture of children and all these tsunami of lies, as was described by the foreign minister, against the country. And I think it's obvious that NATO powers have been, for the last 2 years now, trying in their media and in their vocalization by their governments like Clinton and Obama at the UN, trying to stir up the tension inside Syria, trying to create a civil war, divide and conquer, and eventually, they hope to create a Libya scenario where they deposed the government there to install an extremist Wahhabist regime. The Wahhabis are the minority sect of crazies that you were talking about that have the same ideology as Al-Qaeda. And, as we've talked about previously, Al-Qaeda is something that the U.S. created themselves, and something that many believe, with mounds of evidence, that is something that they have always controlled, and they control now, but in Syria, and using them as proxy armies, basically, in Libya and Syria.
And now, even the CFR, the LA Times, McClatchy newspapers, I'm going to show some of these on screen for TV viewers. People can just type McClatchy Al-Qaeda in, or LA Times Al-Qaeda, or U.S. Running Al-Qaeda, or helping Al-Qaeda in Syria. They're giving them missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, thousands of them. And Al-Qaeda was in the news in McClatchy 2 days ago saying, we're going to come to America next and blow up your aircraft. And when they blow up our aircraft, the government will use this Syrian girl to take my rights because the public is in such a coma. I mean, it's so obvious they're using Al-Qaeda to take over everywhere. It's just amazing. What is your take on the buildup now and the open talk of physical NATO troops who we know are there in proxy, like they were in Libya, and they're, you know, advising, now actually invading?
Well, you know, I think with the terrorist groups in Syria, it's very funny now to see after 2 years of their terrorist activity, the U.S. is now, it becomes so obvious that they'd have to come out and say, oh, wait, yeah, they are a terrorist group. And this is to provide plausible deniability. And, of course, they're going to probably use these groups later to maybe create another 9/11. You know, potentially the U.S. people would be sick of these wars, and then they'd have to be shown that they'd be under attack, you know, again. So I think that it's a perpetual cycle. And we can see that, you know, they use the same technique in Afghanistan, they're using in Syria now by funding terrorism. They're also using the same talking points that they have in Iraq by talking about chemical weapons being used by a big bad dictator. You know, we heard all that 10 years ago. So about the build-up against Syria, I think at this point that a lot of it is just psychological warfare. You know, you see in the media stuff about the USS Eisenhower being off the coast, but I believe that the USS Eisenhower is actually going to go home early. So I believe that a lot of what's in the media is trying to build up such a fear and hysteria inside Syria to cause defections and to make people stop fighting. But I don't think it's going to work, because people see that the army is still fighting, and when the army isn't backing down, you know, the army is still united and strong, the people will be too. So on the ground in Syria, I think that the army is still making gains, like they did in Daraa recently, and they successfully defeated an attempt to control the Damascus airport. So what you see in the media of the U.S., you know, building, saying Assad is about to fall, that's not what's actually happening on the ground. And maybe this is a dangerous situation for the U.S. because they really need Syria to fall in order for the globalists to control the whole world, basically. It's that domino that needs to fall. So there is a disconnect between what's happening on the ground in Syria and what you're hearing in the media. I don't think we're at the point yet that they're actually going to do the physical attack. I think that it's still at this point psychological warfare.
So you're saying it's more psychological warfare as they've been doing in the past. You were on about 6 months ago, and you said that, look, they're going to try to claim that Assad's going to use his legal, lawful, which other governments have, chemical weapons, never invaded, never attacked anybody, never used them, and that they would have Al-Qaeda maybe launch him at Turkey or somebody. And then we already know they caught U.S.-made mortars being fired by Al-Qaeda on the border into Turkey, so Turkey could then blast out hundreds of square miles of areas with howitzers to insert more troops in. Now German troops are massing to invade. Unbelievable. And now Obama warns Syria about using chemical weapons, threatens consequences, and then magically some chemical weapons get used. And, oh, we've got to invade now. Same WMD garbage over and over again.
Absolutely. And they don't even need to launch chemical weapons at Turkey. They can just let the insurgents or terrorists inside Syria use the chemical weapons themselves. And actually, there was a video that came out of supposedly of these FSA terrorists mixing chemicals, mixing a gas and killing some rabbits. They filmed themselves. And they said, next, it will be the Alawites that are going to be gassed like this. So The chemicals that they were used were from Turkey, and we know that Turkey has been smuggling arms into Syria. So it's absolutely there's a potential to for them to just carry out a chemical weapons attack and use that as a pretext for intervention. They're looking for a way in always. You know, they're setting up all of the they're setting things up. To attack
basically. And the prostitute media in the back of the paper admits our government's running al-Qaeda, but there's no news about the massacres, the killings, all of it. It's just, oh, there's some peaceful protesters over there. Yeah, the rebels, too, who are getting attacked by a big bad man. It's somewhere over there. And I mean, it's amazing that this is going on.
Absolutely right. And, you know, I've heard such terrible stories about people being stopped at the side of the road and being basically beheaded or shot based on their sect. So it's happening all over the place.
Well, there's videos of it. They take Christians and Alawites and others up and chop their heads off, throw them off buildings, blow up churches. And, I mean, our government's running the whole thing, very proud of it. And you've got Angelina Jolie there saying, invade, invade, attack, attack. Kill, kill, kill. It's loving. And everybody says, hey, she's liberal. It's loving. Brad Pitt, man, he's a cool guy. Totally sick. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about it with Syrian Girl. Unbelievable. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
All right, we've got Syrian Girl for two more segments, and Lord Monckton's joining us. Before we go back to her, don't forget, you can get a 12-month subscription to the new glossy, covered magazine, InfoWars magazine, great to wake people up, great tool to give gift subscriptions or get it for yourself and then hand it off to others after you've read it at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have all the great films and documentaries, the best information out there, period. The new Joel Skousen film that we produced, a strategic relocation to protect you and yourself and your family. We also have the ProPure water filtration, the best system out there from our research. It's what I use, stainless steel, gravity-fed filters with the fluoride filters and everything available, with 15% off with the code WATER15. No one has it at this price. We already have it at the lowest price before the special. WATER15 at InfoWarsStore.com. And also another great Christmas gift. You can get $5.95 a month membership at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the daily radio show, the nightly news, all my films, and so much more. Really, it's a great site. We're launching a new design of it, even better, next week. You can subscribe, and it used to be 5 people could use the same username passcode. Now it's 10. So 10 memberships for the price of one. That's 59 cents a month per person. Okay, going back to Syrian girl, look, this is... They're only getting away with this because the public doesn't know what planet they're on in the West. A total decadence. It is, but the governing class, it shows how really evil they are to go in and engage in religious and ethnic cleansing using Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabian jihadis, blowing up the churches, all of it. So where do you see this proxy war going if it's gone to stalemate? And what do you make of the Patriot missiles being rolled in and the rest of it, Syrian girl?
Well, I think the Patriot missiles is a step to create that no-fly zone, buffer zone that they keep talking about. Obviously, because their proxy insurgent army isn't getting the results that they hope for after 2 years, they need to protect them from air assault, and the Patriot missiles is a step to that. But on the other hand, the more that the U.S. arms their side, because it's like a proxy war, as you say, Russia's going to arm the other side, and this is unverified reports, but in Lebanese media, the magazine Mayadeen reported that Russia has given Syria Iskander missiles in response to the Patriot missiles. So again, it's like steps towards a third world war. I know that in the media, Russia, you can't really read which way it's going, but I think that it's very plausible that Syria now has Iskander missiles in its words, because where else would the reports come from? I think that it's a very dangerous situation for the world to be in, for everybody who's concerned, because Syria isn't Libya, as people say. Syria does have the potential to really cause damage to its enemies. And I think in some ways, NATO and the powers that be know that, and they're afraid of that.
How long can, from your well-researched view and talking to your family who's been in government there, how long can Syria hold out against the Al-Qaeda brigades and U.S. special forces?
Well, if things stay as they are now, it can hold out maybe indefinitely, and that's also sad to say, because the destruction of Syria is just going to be ongoing. But at the end, if things are as they are now, Syria will emerge victorious. That's why they need to change the rules of the game. That's why they need to inject the no-fly zone and talk about maybe troops being in or launching some kind of offensive on Syria, because as it is now, they're losing.
Well, by the way, I agree. And when you get even mainstream news going, why are we backing Al-Qaeda? If America would just wake up and be moral in Europe, shame on the French. They're the ones leading this. I mean, just absolutely disgusting. And I'm no fan of Assad. I mean, they kicked your family out of government. The point is that it's so evil to be doing this and to give Al-Qaeda those missiles.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.